According to his father, Jacob Blake is paralyzed from the waist down, and doctors do not know if the injury is permanent. Blake is the black man who was shot multiple times by Kenosha police on Sunday, touching off violence and protests in that city and elsewhere. Vehicles and buildings were set on fire last night despite a countywide curfew. Some shops appeared to be looted as well. This afternoon, Governor Evers declared a state of emergency in Wisconsin. Yesterday, he called for a special legislative session to take up his package of police reform bills. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss also announced a task force to address racial disparities. Laurel White joins us for a look at the political response to the events in Kenosha. Laurel is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show. Do we have Laurel?
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Oh, there you are. Laurel, what does the state of emergency mean, first of all?
So the state of emergency isn't really anything outside the norm in situations like this. We've seen them happen before. Essentially, it's just the governor taking an extra step to activate National Guard resources or other resources to respond to an emergency situation that's unraveling, you know, in the state, that's happening in the state. So we've seen states of emergency for things like the COVID-19 pandemic. And today it's specifically in response to the protests happening in, you know, Madison and in Kenosha.
Now, Governor Evers had proposed a series of bills related to police reform back in June after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and the nationwide protests that started then. Laurel, what do those include?
So this is a fairly sizable package of bills. It's 9 different bills. Kind of a summary is that they address police training requirements. So some of the things in there, it would require statewide use of force standards developed by the Law Enforcement Standards Board in Wisconsin. There would be a requirement for law enforcement officers to complete 8 hours of training on use of force and de-escalation techniques annually. There would be a ban on chokeholds. That's obviously something we've heard a lot about in recent months. A ban on no-knock warrants. Same thing there. And also a $1 million grant program for community organizations. So, you know, mostly a focus on police training and sort of how police are equipped to engage with the community.
Governor Evers put those out in June. What was the reaction at the time, especially from the state legislature?
Well, at first, the legislative leaders were pretty quiet about it. Eventually, we were able to get some comments from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in particular. He talked especially about the chokehold ban in particular. He said that he thought that there was support for passing that in the state assembly. But overall, the leaders have been much slower to take action right now than the governor has been. Speaker Voss said that he thought these are complicated issues and that he really wanted to take some time to find bipartisan consensus on a number of proposals to sort of work through these things and not do anything quickly. He told us earlier this summer that he didn't anticipate any changes related to police training or even racial disparities in Wisconsin until, you know, at the earliest later this year after the election in November. More likely it would be in early 2021, after the new legislative session starts. Speaker Voss has been more available to comment on this kind of thing. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has been pretty quiet. His office has been pretty slow to respond to requests about where proposals stand in the Senate or what his particular viewpoints are on these individual proposals.
And now this week, after the events in Kenosha, Assembly Speaker Voss announced the creation of a task force on racial disparities, educational opportunities, public safety, and police policies. What do we know about this task force idea so far?
So this is really an extension of what I was talking about before, which is that the speaker says that this is something that's going to take time, sort of deeper analysis, conversation, collaboration between lawmakers to kind of start from square one and figure out what the state can do and wants to do to address these problems. That's an outlook that the governor does not share, that the lieutenant governor doesn't share, and that a number of Democrats disagree with. They say that there are things that we can do right now. Some of those proposals that the governor laid out, for example, that don't really require sort of the additional time that the speaker says is necessary.
Laurel White is with us, Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol reporter, talking about state political leaders and their reactions to the shooting in Kenosha this week, police shooting a man there, and the violence and protests that have come about since then. I want to get into some of the political back and forth now. Now, Governor Evers put out a statement Sunday night after Blake was shot. An excerpt, while we do not have all the details yet, what we know for certain, he is not the first black man or person to have been shot or injured or mercilessly killed at the hands of individuals in law enforcement in our state or our country. I want to give a listen to Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes yesterday after the governor called for a special session.
And let me be clear, this was not an accident. This wasn't bad police work. This felt like some sort of vendetta being taken out on a member of our community.
Republicans have been critical of Evers and Barnes since then. Here's a tweet this morning from Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke, quoting again, two nights of violence in Kenosha. We've seen many tweets, statements from the governor and lieutenant governor condemning the police, but I haven't noticed one yet that condemns the violence and property damage. First of all, have Evers or Barnes addressed that point about the rioting?
So they haven't responded to that criticism. I do think it's important to note that the governor tweeted yesterday, and this is an exact quote from his tweet yesterday, as folks across the state are making their voices heard, they should be able to assemble and report on these issues without any fear of being unsafe. If you're exercising that right, please do so peacefully, wear your masks, and keep physical distance as best you can. So he did encourage peaceful protest yesterday. He put out an additional statement today that was more direct, kind of leading with that statement up top, you know, urging peaceful protest. So, you know, certainly that criticism is coming from Republicans, but that is something that we've seen the governor voice over the past 24 hours.
And there's been a, in addition to the policy proposals from the governor and the task force proposal from Speaker Voss, what does the political back and forth look like here between leading Democrats and Republicans?
Well, I think it's also interesting to note just sort of some of the Republican response that we've gotten from these proposals. I mentioned earlier that, you know, Speaker Voss has said they could be supportive of the chokehold ban. Senator Fitzgerald hasn't been as vocal about some of the specific proposals. One of the really interesting Republican state senators on this issue is actually a former law enforcement officer, Senator Van Wongard from Racine. And his comment about some of the governor's specific proposals was that they kind of reinforce negative perceptions of the police because they are practices that are already in place. So, for example, we know that police groups have said that they don't use chokeholds right now, that that's not something that is deployed by officers very often at all, if ever. So banning that on a statewide level sort of sends the message that they are being used. So I think that's going to be an interesting part of the debate as this goes forward, sort of Democrats pushing for these safeguards in state law for kind of codifying bans on certain practices, and maybe Republicans, like we heard from Senator Wongard, coming back and saying, well, we don't need to do that because they're already not doing that.
Laurel, what are you watching for to see if anything actually does happen, either with the governor's proposals or with the speaker's task force concept?
So the speaker tweeted today that he has reached out to lawmakers to see who's interested in being a part of the task force. So it looks like that's moving forward. The governor told reporters yesterday that he had spoken with the speaker and the Senate majority leader or reached out to their offices and wasn't getting much traction, I think maybe would be the best word, on the special session that he called for next week. So he doesn't sound like he's terribly optimistic that they will actually convene and take up bills next week. the kind of logistics of a special session are a little bit complicated. The governor called that for Monday, August 31st, but that doesn't mean that lawmakers have to appear in person. It doesn't mean they have to debate anything. It could be as simple as one person coming into the Senate chamber and the Assembly chamber, gaveling in and doing nothing. So I think I'm just going to be closely watching kind of any conversation that would indicate otherwise, that lawmakers might actually be in Madison next week. If so, what they might be doing. And then just keeping an eye on who's stepping forward to be a member of this task force. It's certainly become kind of politicized whether the task force is the right way to talk about these issues or move forward. So it'll be interesting to see which Democrats express interest in being part of it.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us as always.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. We talked to her today about Governor Evers' call for a special session on police reform, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's racial disparity task force proposal, and other political fallout from the Jacob Blake shooting by police in Kenosha.